Welcome to Riverbend Talon on WBGZ. Brought to you by the Halpin Music Company.
Brought to you by Pigpen.
Pigpile.
Pigpile.
According to Jody Grinder. What is happening, Mr. Dennis? How are you living on this Thursday evening?
Brought to you by Matt Van Voorst and Macias Insurance.
That's the real one.
That's the real one.
So I'm
just trying to remember all the things I got to say.
No, get the business in first, man.
I think we did. So all right, shanties tonight.
I met Matt Van Voorst. Okay. I meant that part.
That's how much stuff we got to talk about.
So. We got a lot going on, but let's get down to the important thing. Okay. Matt Van Voorst will sell you insurance at Macias Insurance.
Right.
And he sponsors this show.
Right.
And he plays guitar. Right. So have him come to your house, give you an insurance quote, and play some guitar. And we're
just
also
like John Cougar would.
Just like John Cougar would.
Mellencamp.
And the Titleist hat is sponsoring us. I'm not sure what's going on the other side of the room. Something about a title. I'm stealing third. Also, Halpin Music. Halpin Music sponsors the show. They've been a sponsor since the beginning, I think. So
yep.
Get some music instruments from Halpin Music. Go get you a brand new spanking horn or a smash trombone, and then go get it insured before whatever happens to it, before a fire.
Or repaired.
There you go. Or repaired. There you go. Thanks for the sponsorship to all of them. And one more sponsor. What is it?
Well, that's the one for Alex.
There you go.
Michael Kreider, Farmers Insurance.
Bum, 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 bum.
And they're, his band, Money Shot's, playing three times this weekend, so he's getting three more mentions. So we'll wait till then.
All right, we'll talk more about Mike at that time. There you go. All business done. Bills are paid. Thank you, guys. Now, what do we got going on tonight? We've got three members of the Undecided sitting in house with us. Now,
allegedly
sitting in house with us.
Forgot we're going to start our show with that from now on.
Allegedly,
well, everything after this.
Everything I've ever said is allegedly.
That way, yeah, we're covered.
So, coming up next weekend out at the VFW, you know what we always through the summer talk about all the festivals out there. It's going to be a good one.
Family reunion.
It's going to be like a big family reunion, Hopperfest, and probably every musician.
Mom's going to be there.
For miles around has got a guitar or some sort of instrument from the Don and Jody Hopper over the years.
Mm-hmm.
So Jody Hopper.
On credit. Probably.
On credit, usually. I have $5 down and then my lunch money till the end of the year.
Or maybe no dollars down. Catch her on the right day, sure.
Yeah. You know. I can't tell you how many times I would walk in that place and I'd be like, hey, Jody, I want to start a band. What do you need, honey?
Yep.
We just need a guitar and a guitar amp and a bass amp and a microphone and maybe like a keyboard amp to sing through. But we got drums. And she'd be like, how much you got? $38? All right, honey, you give me $35. You keep a few dollars. Here's a guitar. You know, it was amazing. So, and I know all the musicians around here have experienced that same thing that came
like
from
said,
our era.
Sometimes zero because, you know, you sometimes wanted to get a soda while you were there.
Exactly.
So. That was your last 50 cents, and you know,
but I
or
still
25.
But I still want the conga drums.
Right. No.
So Jody was talking to Robert and said, hey, I miss the gang.
Yep.
I miss the gang. I want to just have a big picnic and have everybody over to have a good time. But, you know, that's a lot of people.
Yeah, and all the gang plays music.
And all of them play music on the weekend, so it's really hard to throw a barbecue.
Right.
And, you know,
play
when everybody's playing. So they have set up the Hopperfest.
Right.
It is happening next Friday and Saturday at the VFW. And one of the bands that will be playing there.
One
of the mini bands. We'll talk about all of them, but one of them.
Not mini vans.
Mini vans. Mini. They're like tiny little bands. Yeah. They're little tiny bands.
And they show up in mini vans.
Mini bands and mini vans. I don't know.
Right. Must be tennis shoes, too. I don't know.
I suddenly feel like I'm writing a Dr. Seuss story. the Undecided is one of the bands that will be playing there. And
those guys.
Anybody who was hanging out, listening to music in the late 80s, early 90s will remember the Granny's Rocker years. Oh my gosh. We got Tom Pullen. Hello, Mr. He's returning to the show.
Returning.
Our returning guest. What's going on, Mr. Tom?
Hey, man, it's awesome. It's good to see you. You're looking well.
You, sir, are looking much better than me. I've been sick for days. I hope I don't cough on you too much. You're sitting next to me.
I have been vaxxed and I'm relaxed.
I have been vaccinated for lots of things. I can't talk about all of them on the air. I've got a constant intake of penicillin just to control something. I don't know. By the way, you got any cell on you, man? No. We got Mike Lombardi sitting next to him. My good friend, what is up, Mr. Mike Lombardi?
How you doing?
It has been years since we've seen, been at least a couple of years since we've seen each other.
You haven't changed a bit, though.
You look the exact same. you know, except your pants are a little bit looser than those days. So.
Well, that might be true. Might be true.
And then one more.
Definitely looser than mine.
Well. Tight pants, tight shirt. Oh, that is a pack. No, next to him is Mr. Scott Robertson, my brother from another mother. What's up, Mr. Scotty?
Happy to be here, brother.
He is so unhappy to be. He's so unhappy with me right now. I've known this guy since I was like 12 or 13. I don't even know when we met. It's been so long, and he's just sitting over there going, "You sucking so-and-so, and fressing," like Muttley over
Scott
there.
Scott just used all five words that he's going to use tonight in one answer.
Happy to be here tonight, and looking at me, you'll see it if you watch the video, looking at me like,
we learned a long time. It's a good thing you didn't give him a mic, because I remember one night up at Big Al's, we gave Scott a mic.
Trouble.
And then that mic got lost later that evening, and we never gave him one again.
Right.
So it's probably best that he's not saying anything down there.
Still got that microphone, Scott. Still got it. Thanks, brother. No.
He got caught in the storm on the golf course tonight.
What?
Yeah, he did.
Yeah.
Were you on a golf course when that hit? For real? Oh, man. Which one were you on?
Woodlands.
I was out in that same street. I was out on Harris. Yeah. It hit pretty hard and fast out there, man.
Called Woodlands Lakes.
He didn't say Woodlands Golf Course. Woodlands Lakes now, man. Yeah,
of course. Sorry, Dad.
Yeah, it really it hit hard and fast. I was right over the hill there, and the valley was flooding. So
Scott went four wheeling somewhere. Right, you went four wheeling after that. Had to give someone a ride.
I can't hear you.
Oh, you can't hear me?
No, I can't hear almost everything.
Okay. See, that's how you get out of talking. Can't hear nothing.
He's been claiming since we were like 16 that he couldn't hear very good. And now I get it. He never wants to talk.
Man, I was trying to get past 10 words. But
damage control.
Yeah,
I think we're at 10 words.
I think we're up to 12. I got 12. A dozen on my clicker. All right,
so, new record.
New record. We've got.
So he
more
didn't have to show up for the next interview or half the one after that.
We'll just play that in the background.
Yeah.
Right. We've got that. Happy to be here. We've got that on tape. We can say he's a guest anytime now.
There you go.
Oh man! So
Thursday night, what's going on? We need to.
Yeah, let's do our Thursday night, and then we can get down to talking to the undecided about what they get down, baby, like James Brown.
Get down, daddy.
Ow. What do we got going on Thursday night?
Sea Shanty Sing-Along, 6-9 at Morrison's, of course, already underway. Cross the Line, already underway at Fast Eddie's.
All right.
Open mic, underway with Everhart and Light at Baker's and Ale and Godfrey.
Man, good food out there.
Grand Band coming up at 7 at George's Local Brew in Jerseyville.
Probably not on the roof tonight.
Strings and Keys, 6-9 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. I think somebody's going to be playing them.
Awesome. I think that's Joe Strings and Jill Keys.
Be a good way, though, to get some people to your bar to set up some strings and keys and no one play them.
We have.
That's as advertised.
Right?
Right.
Also tonight, Thursday night, we got Mo Pleasure, 6-9 at Patrick's in Granite City. And Eric Lysaught, 7 to 11 p.m. at Deutz Village Inn in Pontoon Beach, where I hear there is just a party going on every night. So I bet even on a Thursday they're kicking it down there.
Probably.
Scott Marlin, 6-9 at Old Harold Brewery in Collinsville. So there you go. That is your Thursday night in the Riverbend area.
Tis. And there's a lot going on this weekend because there's three of those days this weekend, right?
It is a holiday weekend.
So Sunday becomes an extra Saturday is how the bars look to be looking at that.
That's the way I look at it, too.
Right.
Double Saturday. So Double there Saturday. You go. All right, man. Well, you... You want to talk to our guests here? Should we just ignore them and act like they're not here for the whole... Scott's shaking his head. He's like, oh,
Scott's
yeah.
We got him to smile.
First thing he's been happy about since he showed up.
We could just reference to him as Silent Scott, you know, like Silent Bob. All he does is make faces.
Not all girls make you spaghetti. I mean, you got to admit, Silent Bob only had like one line in every movie, but it was very poignant.
Okay.
So
We call him Silent Scott, except if you've ever heard him play drums.
Right.
You know, that's complete and utter BS.
Not so silent there.
Really? You wouldn't even have to see it if you saw the aftermath back in the day. If you looked where his drums were sitting at all the wood chips that were like drumsticks 2 hours before.
He was destined to move into chainsaw work. That man could tear up a set of drumsticks. It was like he was cutting down a tree back there.
That was his calling.
Right. You could never go barefoot on a stage. You're going to get a big old splinter for sure. So, and poor hippie like me, I had no shot. Yeah, I mean, those were some good old days. We were talking about Big Al's a minute ago.
Big Al's.
Man, that was like a steady Wednesday, Thursday for what, 2 years, a year, 2 years. That was it seemed like home away from home for quite a while out there.
I felt like we lived out there for a while.
That's what I mean. I slept in the bed in the bathroom.
I know.
Taking showers in the storeroom.
Right.
And there wasn't even a shower back there. That's the crazy part.
Make do.
Just empty beer bottles.
There's so many, you know, I hadn't thought, I don't know if you guys will even remember this place. I believe the manager's name was Corky, and it was in Bon Terre, Missouri. Remember that place?
No.
You don't want to. So I actually own a little piece of property in Bon Terre, and I drive right by that place every time I go down to it.
That is something we call in the business a repressed memory. It gets shoved under
and bottled up. Choose to forget.
That one was one of those.
I remember two things about that place. I remember walking in the front door and the guy saying, yeah, you might want to keep all your stuff to the right side of the bar. Somebody threw up over on the other side and we haven't cleaned it up yet. And then there was a hole in the middle of the stage that I think at least one leg went through.
Somebody's.
And when I stepped up to the microphone, my microphone stepped up to me because the stage just kind of
bowed just a little bit.
Yeah.
And it was like I had to like figure out what the optimal, you know, I was doing calculus, you know, during Money Money, trying to figure out how far my mic was going to come up to me.
If Tom leans in one more inch. Oh, man.
It was literally if Tom leaves the station at 5 o'clock going north, and his microphone leaves the other station going south, where do they meet?
Where in the stage do they meet?
Right.
Right in the forehead, probably.
Exactly. Right. When does Tom's tooth come out?
Right.
Tom, it was my understanding we were going to have no word problems tonight.
Right.
You swore no math,
yeah,
man. Oh, man. So that one of the things I remember about that was that the manager was like this real like seemed like he should have been a DJ at some shady station in the 70s. He had like a satin jacket on, one of these kind of guys. And I remember his name was Corky. And probably the reason I remember this is like I was like really young and really poor. And the easiest way to eat was to buddy up to the manager real quick and talk him out of a pizza or a burrito or whatever. I end up remembering a lot of like the club's managers by like how they looked or what I used to call them or whatever. Big Al was always good for a pizza. That guy was a sweetheart. So you guys, yeah, a lot of people might not say that, but he was nice to me.
Oh, you're awesome.
So you guys have been on hiatus for how long now?
35 and a half years.
I don't know. It's been a while.
I mean, we gigged for most of that, but
yeah, we were still on. Like you weren't on hiatus that long, but
everyone has a different definition for hiatus.
Yeah,
so. This is true. This is true.
I'm thinking about that satin jacket. So there was that photo floating around from I guess 36 years ago. You might have seen it on the promo that we put out, and I'm pretty sure Paul Steinbrück was wearing that satin jacket.
That's awesome.
I know Tom had his hand on his hip, and he was looking like serious about something.
I was looking dead sexy.
Yeah.
Well, Tom was always sort of the eye candy of the band.
Right.
Clearly.
Everybody's like,
Mike. Psh.
Who's Mike?
Mike. Oh, you mean Quasimodo over there with a keyboard?
I think we were fine when we were on stage as far as wardrobe, but for some reason, when it came down to taking promo pictures, mm-hmm. we got really bad advice all the time.
Yeah.
And somehow those same three or four pictures just keep resurfacing everywhere.
Oh, they'll never go away.
Nothing ever goes away on the internet.
Yeah.
No, never does.
That's all ones and zeros now, boys.
It was all zeros back then.
Yeah.
Right. So like out of all those years, I remember a lot of stinky hotel rooms, long U-Haul rides where we couldn't go over 55. And I got good memories and bad memories. So like right off the bat, what is like, what's the pinnacle gig out of all those? Because that was a lot of years logged and a lot of hotel rooms and stuff. What, for you, Tom, what was like your pinnacle gig? Like, man, that one was the bee's knees. Everything went right. Hard to think of. See, it's easier if I asked what was the worst one, he'd have a list of like 20 that he'd want to shout out.
I've got one. Uh-oh. One worst one that tops
all of them. All right.
Best ones, man, I don't think any of the big ones that we thought were going to be awesome.
Can we get sued for doing that?
Yeah. Really ever lived up to anything?
No, I mean, can we get sued if we name the bar? I mean,
No. This place.
None of these places exist anymore.
I will change the name of the bad one to protect the guilty.
Thank you.
Please.
So,
they don't exist anymore.
All the ones that like were super hyped up turned out to be nothing.
Right.
Just, I mean, and you said like Big Al's. There was really nothing like the electricity of walking on a Big Al's and having like 9,000 people in a place that had a 200-person fire marshal cap.
Two stories. Top,
two stories.
Looking over you from all directions.
And, I mean, that was fun.
Yeah.
None of that ever seemed like work.
Big Al's was fun. We didn't make a whole lot of money there, but it was fun.
But we felt like rock stars.
As far as big ones, though, I think I won't say the whole show overall, but one of my favorite moments, though, I'll never forget when we were opening for Foghat. Though, Don said, "Hey, this is our last song," and I remember hearing, he said Foghat's coming up, and I heard the crowd like kind of almost saying, "No, boo, we want you to keep playing." And I thought, man, this is really cool.
You got to change the name. It's Hog Fat.
Oh, right.
You can't say Fog Hat in a disparaging way.
Top Hat.
Now, Fog Hat, I sometimes get them confused with the straight edge, but Fog Hat was the partiers, right? No, it was the...
Head East
was the serious partiers. They were the ones, and Fog Hat was more like, we just kind of drink water now and stuff. Yeah, Fog Hat was the more serious of the two bands and had their stuff together, played them little bitty guitars, right?
I don't think I ever told these guys, but the I was sitting on the bar with the bass player from Head East, and we were partaking of product from the bar, and he said, "Hey, man." He goes, "You guys should open for us tomorrow night."
Right, in Florida.
And I'm like, cool. Yeah, it was New Orleans.
New Orleans,
I'm like, dude, our truck goes 50 miles an hour.
There's no way we'll
I can't
there.
Be in New Orleans tomorrow night.
If I left now.
If I left yesterday, I can't be there now.
Right.
It's like.
Now, those guys were partiers.
Those guys were
those
awesome.
Those guys were crazy. Well, what I do remember about them, though, is their keyboard player was like one of the original guys, old guy, and... Remember they at the speakeasy it was called.
Mm-hmm.
The stage went up two stories. Like the way you hung the lights, you were way up there. I remember they had a bar all the way around, and at one time I was up hanging lights on the bar, and Pumper said, "Hold on to the bar for a minute. I'm going to move the ladder," and he left me. He just left me hanging up there. How long can you hold on? And I'm going, "Please come back." But I climbed down, and I'm just kind of sitting there for a minute. He's letting I'm taking a break because I've just held my. But up there for a while, here comes a keyboard player, and I'm watching him like get his rig ready, and there's keys missing on his keyboard.
Oh yeah,
and I'm like, okay, curiosity, what happens if you want to play that note? I skip it. I'm like, okay.
He was missing like half the keys.
What are you doing, man?
Yeah. Well, yeah, and as a keyboard player, I know I had the same conversation with him. I'm like, oh,
right. Were you missing any keys on your keyboards?
Nah, I don't think so.
You didn't seem real confident about that.
What are you saying about the way Mike played?
Yeah.
No,
it,
no,
it sounded
I,
like it.
No, I was assuming you would go, absolutely not. I wasn't. I mean, I've had keyboards where I'm missing keys, but, you know. Yeah. Anyway, I thought those guys were really crazy parts. See, he's skipping the room because he knows I got a fog head or a heady story about me and him, too. But he's like, I'm getting out of here.
And you can hear that same story about the keyboard on about 5 episodes of River Bend Talent.
Oh, yeah.
See?
I think that's the ongoing.
I have,
every time Hedy's comes up, he has to tell the missing keyboard story.
That's because it blows my mind that a touring musician would have that attitude. I skip it.
Yeah.
I'm still blown away to this day. Like, I would, like.
Yeah, just don't play it.
I'm just, go you all, know, for the folks playing along, they like to hear when I do that.
I'm saying go all George Washington and make some, like, he made wooden teeth, make a wooden key and make it work. I don't know. Do something, man. So, pinnacle gig to you. You were on the verge of telling us what your big gig was, and I don't remember. Did you finish that one?
Like I said, that was a good moment. That was a good moment. And
I'm
with Tom.
Head, yeah.
It seems like the big acts that we opened for just didn't turn out to be great overall for whatever reason. That I'm with you. A lot of the unexpected, the nights at Big Al's, most nights were fun. People loved to see us. They were all excited. Didn't take much to get them all riled up. You know, so that was fun.
It's always about the audience. Forget the venue.
Right.
Right.
But I think more than just overall shows, I just remember moments. I remember funny things that happened at different shows that people probably just wouldn't know about. You know, like little behind the scene things that happened, you know, that are memorable.
Scott's back. Now I'm curious about that Head East story you wasn't going to tell.
All right.
You might tell.
He already told it.
Did I?
It's probably the same story. You're just going to say the same keyboard story again?
Yeah.
Oh, no. This wasn't with a keyboard.
Okay, well,
this
wasn't
with a keyboard. This was,
can we hear it?
This was, those guys drank a lot.
Yeah.
They drank a lot. I'm sure they're not listening, so otherwise they're probably gonna be waiting for me outside. So they drank a lot, and they had this
Their truck only goes 50 miles an hour. They
can't be here. So they had this huge box of booze delivered to the back room, and there was two back rooms there. There was an upstairs and a downstairs. We were upstairs. They were downstairs, right? And so I go through, and I see this huge bottle, and I'm like, oh, they're not going to miss one. So I snatch one and I run upstairs. Well, Scott's up there. And he's like, well, what are you going to do with it now? I said, well, I'm going to go get us some mixers. I'll be right back.
I was going to return it.
He probably asked me to return it, and I probably said, no, I'm going to go get some Coke, and our band's going to enjoy this because they didn't deliver us.
Coca-Cola,
yeah. Yeah.
Scott does not condone petty thievery, by the way. We have to,
in any way, shape, or form.
I don't condone it either, but they had way more than 5 guys could drink. But I get to the bar. And one of their guys is at the bar going, there was supposed to be another bottle of whiskey there. And I'm like, oh, my God. I'm like going, get the booze back. Get the booze. I'm running backstage going, no, don't open it yet. Oh, that was pretty funny.
Yeah.
That was good times, though.
The thing I remember about the speakeasy was you could climb up to the roof and watch the movies across the street on the big
drive-in theater. Yeah, that was the way to spend set break.
Well, yeah. Right.
Like, I wonder what's playing. Ooh, Porky's too. Sweet. You couldn't really hear what was going on, but you could see it and do voices for him.
It was like Mystery Science Theater up in there. Yeah,
there you go.
Awesome.
Yeah.
I got a lot of funny memories from that particular place. Like the guy who owned the place or the guy who ran the place. Remember, he was like a little cuckoo, a little on the, you know, he had his dress blues.
Allegedly.
Allegedly.
Nice,
he was allegedly
off
his rocker. But he had his dress blues hanging up where, like, you knew, if you start stuff with this guy, he's ready to dress in his military garb and take you clean out, man. Remember the hotel that we had to stay in was actually in Germantown?
Allegedly.
Not. You do not? So we had to take the ex-chief of police in the back of my pickup truck there one time because he couldn't drive himself. But right next to it was the ski factory where they made ski soda. You don't remember that? Oh, that was great, man. Some of my favorite memories.
I was otherwise occupied.
See?
There's a lot of stuff we've forgotten over the years. allegedly forgotten over the years. I like whatnot. That.
good time. So tell us about this all-time worst gig that you were talking
all-time
about.
All-time worst gig ever was the Collinsville Miners Theater.
I remember that completely.
That's still going.
We were supposed to, it was supposed to be this awesome, huge fundraiser, all kinds of press. They had, we actually had to go down there and were interviewed by like two or three newspapers. And it was just like, oh, this is going to be the greatest thing ever. And we walk in, the opening band opens, we're all backstage, everything's fine. I walk out on stage and there's like four people and they're all under 14.
Nice.
It's like, really? This is it, huh?
This is where you make your big break, kid.
Right.
Band practice.
Right?
And I remember Sharon was all bent out of shape because the opening band played one of the songs that we played.
Oh, man.
That's the big issue here.
That was the big problem, yeah. And I guess everybody went home at that point because there was only four people left by the time we got on stage. Yeah, it was
there's too many watts in your reverbs.
I think the part that really roasted me was I skipped my class reunion for that one.
Oh, man.
And I'm like, you know, this will be, so, you know, I'll do it, you know. And so I skipped the class reunion, had the gig, was fighting with my girlfriend at the time. It was just an awful night all the way around. And
those four people really dug
those
it.
Those four people.
I was going to say, you made four.
I'm not sure
kids.
Those
family members.
I'm not sure
probably.
Those four kids even knew who we were. I think their parents dropped them off and said, you sit here till we get back.
Yeah. All the other kids that were there for the first band had a ride home.
Right.
Yeah. Probably seeing double. Yeah. I probably was seeing double. There may have been two kids there.
There you go. Yeah.
And they probably weren't even real kids.
Yeah. Allegedly.
What about you, Mr. Lombardi? You got any all-time worst ones that stick out? Like, boy, I could have skipped that day.
You know,
places or
wasn't a big fan of the Pat Travers.
Pat Travers.
Oh, yeah, Pat.
Snorting whiskey. That was over at the American Saloon.
He was a jerk.
Oh, yeah. Yes, he was.
And just overall, I mean, I think the people in the place, it wasn't necessarily a great vibe. The stage wasn't great. It felt like the lights were, like, right on my face.
And those were the old incandescent 64 pop cans that would give
you
a suntan.
I remember,
I was on folding tables.
First song, I'm sweating up a storm just from the light just beaming down on my face.
But if I remember,
I thought we were going to scrap that night.
Yeah.
I thought something was going to happen.
I thought there was something going down that evening.
If I remember that, right? Now, everybody remembers it different. I remember it kind of like you guys. Everything about it was crappy. I think it was the All-American Saloon or something like that.
I think so.
Down on the landing at the time. And it was like this little bar down, you know. And it was this little stage, and people were snorting whiskey and drinking cocaine. So they were all riled up for Pat Travers.
Boom, boom, out go the lights.
Boom, boom, out went to somebody's lights. But if I remember, the night ended on somewhat of a good note to me because, like, we were leaving and Pat Travers was sort of just kind of coming in. But I kind of remember him, like, having a girl over one arm that was passed out, maybe a pizza in the other arm. And I thought, okay, he was a jerk all night, but that's kind of cool, right?
we sounded awesome at soundcheck.
Yeah.
And one of his crew members repatched our snake that night. And so first song, right out of the gate, vocals are coming down the snare drum channel. It was just like, and it took like three or four songs for him
straighten
to resort out the snake and make it right. The best part of that evening was after we packed up, I walked down the street and watched the Indigo Girls at Mississippi Nights.
Nice.
There you go.
Nice.
And it was
there
like, you know what, that, and that was actually one of those moments of clarity for me where I'm like, man,
this is way cooler than
that. I need an acoustic guitar.
Yeah.
Right.
Were you with us that night?
Oh, yeah. Yeah.
Do you remember my...
Come in a little close. I can't hear you.
Do you remember my brother-in-law negotiating?
Oh, yeah. Yeah. Things were getting tense. Yeah. Things were getting tense when
he didn't like the way things were going, so he decided, took it upon himself to negotiate our sound. And things got a little better after that.
He's a fairly large individual, and I would not want to negotiate
he's
much.
He's vertically gifted.
Yeah, if he was negotiating with me, I would be like, what do you want, my money, my wallet, my wife? What do I need? Right. How many Vicodins does it take to make you go away right now?
The answer is yes, sir.
I thought you were going to say the answer is five.
Right.
That's what I remember the whole show.
Yeah, that was. I agree with you on that. The Pat Travers incident, as we all refer to it now.
See, that's even better than the Miners Theater for me, though, because I got to see the Indigo Girls. So at least,
yeah. Right. Well, there you go.
At least it had a bright spot.
Right. Right.
Yeah. Right.
I drifted back into how cool the landing was back in those days.
It was.
When you could just walk down the road and see the Indigo Girls.
You couldn't walk down the road. You'd break an ankle.
Right. That's true.
Those cobblestones were like
you could fall down the road
right.
and catch the Indigo
Girls. But that scene.
But
I mean,
at the end of the night, you were sort of like alcoholically compensating for the cobblestones, and you were walking straight down the middle of the street.
Straight as an arrow on a cobblestone, drunk as could be. You know, that scene at that time, the late 80s, early 90s, the landing down there was popping, man. And I know the St. Louis scene has sort of moved to the Del Mar Loop, and it's a pretty cool, that the pageant's cool. Awesome. The hall right there across Del Mar Hall is super awesome. But
the landing was it.
The landing, the difference is you can't, if you take off walking down Del Mar, other than Blueberry Hill and the pageant and the Del Mar Hall, what really has music playing there? There's not that many live.
The guy who rolls up to steal your money.
Right. Yeah, exactly.
Yeah. Yeah, trumpet player standing in the corner.
When you walked down the landing, there were streets of bars that had live music playing, different kinds of live music. Mm-hmm. Yep. You had Kennedy's at one end and Mississippi Nights at the other end, and in between was a
Muddy
whole
Waters.
Lot of goodness.
Yeah. First Rock and Kennedy's.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. Yeah. But First Rock, I think that's the one that ended up becoming Bernard's Pub, the second Bernard's Pub 2, because the first one got like hit by a plane or something like that.
Exactly.
Right? The one that was out by the old Checker Dome, just a plane flew into
the
club. I
had a dollar for every time I heard that phrase.
I don't remember that gig at all, but I remember sitting outside. Of course, I say that sentence a lot, actually, but I don't remember that gig. But I remember sitting outside, and all these dudes had like wandered off to get food or something. I'm sitting outside. And I'm just not really paying attention. And this group of dudes comes walking up the hill. And I hear somebody go, "Hey, John, look." And it's like, "Oh, please." And across the street from the First Rock was a male dance review called the Sex Pistols.
Oh, nice.
And Scott
was... Nice. And that's what Scott was doing while I was sitting... anyway.
He wasn't getting food.
Right.
Getting his dance on.
But
he invented twerking that night.
Anyway, so the John was Johnny Lydon.
Oh.
Public Image was playing at Mississippi Nights that night. One of his band guys saw the sign and showed him. And that's the only time I've been like truly starstruck.
Right.
I could not move. I couldn't say anything. There's just this dude with red hair and a mustard colored suit making fun of a bar across the street from the bar I'm playing in. And I'm like, I've made it.
Yeah, this is as good as it gets.
It doesn't get any better than this.
Was that across from the First Rock?
Yeah, up on the hill there.
Oh, man.
Yeah.
Yeah, that. Now, I remember when it was at the end when it was set up as Bernard's, and I can't remember First Rock, but it was like you had your stage and you had to go upstairs to get to the drum riser.
Yeah.
The drum riser was up here, and then there was a pit down kind of below it, and then it went up another level and then up another level. And it was like a two-story drop from the top one.
And the really nice part was there was glass behind us, so everything sounded great.
It's genius. Yeah. It is genius.
The worst thing about the landing, though, is it seemed like most of those stages were meant for three-piece bands.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They weren't set up for a five-piece band with a keyboard with multiple keyboard player with multiple keyboards and a drummer with a big drum set.
You're talking about seeing Sex Pistols there. I once followed El Duche from the Mentors. I stole him from his band. He played there in Bernard's Pub. When he walked out, somehow I grabbed him and took him for an hour and a half walking around the landing till they caught us. And said,
"That's
you got to be
how
in Kansas City." And how do you remember?
I remember El Duche saying, "We're going to have a parade. Follow me." This is a guy from the Mentors. I don't think he needed any help getting around town. That's for sure.
I just remember trying to avoid
over places when he was in there.
Every time we started to go back down that road, it'd be like, "Nope, don't go down that road because they're going to be like, get in the bus."
I remember that parade.
Yeah.
So,
and by the way, the mentors were a three-piece, so they fit well on those stages. I found that ironic that came in right there.
So we are talking to the guys from the Undecided. Mr. Tom Pullen talking next to me. Mike Lombardi next to him. Scott Robertson snapping a picture right now, capturing the moment.
Ruben Talent brought to you by the Halpin Music Company and by Mr. Matt Van Voorst and Macias Insurance. Want to do some Fridays real quick?
Yeah, let's scoot through some Fridays quick.
We got the Pianos down to Raging Cajun at 9, Anthony Nanny and Jay Hollinger 2 to 6, and Gen X 7 to 11 at Fast Eddie's Bon Air in Alton. Hookie, 8 o'clock at Shea Maryland's in Alton, about the only band that plays there now.
My boy's Hookie.
Yep. Lady Luck, 7 o'clock at Baker's and Hale and Godfrey on Friday. Flip Side at the Moose and Wood River. Sonic Tonic at Grafton Pub, 6 to 10. Catfish Willie, 9:30 at Patrick's in Granite City. Down and Dirty, 8 to 12 at Deutz Village Inn and Pontoon Beach. Dave Catani, 7 o'clock at the Outlet at Edison's in Edwardsville. Mo Pleasure, 6 to 9 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville on Friday. Midlife Duo, 7 o'clock at the Cabin at Judy Creek and Glen Carbon. Roaming Home, 6:30 at the Canton Inn in Hillsboro. Scott Marlin, Copper Fire in Belleville, 8 o'clock. And Dave Caputo, 5 to 9 at the Long Shot Tiki Bar in Portage de Sioux.
There you go. That is Friday. Friday evening in the Riverbend area.
Yeah. You want to do some Saturday, too?
Let's fly through it and get it over with talking about the Hopper Fest.
Right. Farmer's Market starting things off on Saturday. Lots of art there. Pianos Raging Cajun again on Saturday night. Jay Sable at the Lodge at Lovejoy. Wade Trent and Anthony Nanny, 2 to 6, and Gen X, 7 to 11 at Fast Eddie's in Alton on Saturday. Hookie at Chubby's in Alton on Saturday. Troy Taylor selling out again. Every single one of them been sold out. $44
good
dinner where he tells stories, and this is the exorcism story he's doing this time. But you can't get tickets for that until July now. The next two are sold out, I think.
Man.
Congratulations.
Good for Troy.
Yeah. Doppelganger, 7 o'clock at Baker's and Hale and Godfrey on Saturday. Money Shot, that's Michael Kreider, Farmers Insurance, Alex's sponsor. They're doing the Wood River Food Truck Festival from 11 to 2. And then they're playing later that night in Carlisle. We'll get to that in a minute. Hicktown at the Refinery Bar in Wood River. Sit down and get down at 5 o'clock. Blacktop Boulevard, 9 o'clock at the Pump House in Wood River. Rockabilly Revival, 3 to 7 at Grafton Winery. Gator Hayat all weekend long at the Hog Pit, 6 o'clock on Saturday. NGK, 5 o'clock at the Loading Dock in Grafton. Worth the Fight, 6 o'clock at the Oyster Bar in Grafton. Skylark Brothers Duo, 2 to 6, and Exit 52, 7 to 11 at Grafton Pub on Saturday. Parlor Trick, 8 to 12 at Deutz and Pontoon Beach. Steve Klein, 7 to 11 at the Moose in Edwardsville on Saturday. Dustin Coleman, 6 to 9 at Big Daddy's in Edwardsville. Fedorable, 7 to 11 at the Cabin at Judy Creek and Glen Carbon. The Tangent, 6 o'clock at Wild Pickens in Chesterfield. Fluffy Kittens, 8 o'clock at Rooster's Pub in Staunton. Right.
I like that name.
Yeah.
It's a metal band, right?
It's got to be.
You got to go see the Fluffy Kittens in Staunton, then head over to see Spilly Nelson in Litchfield, 9 o'clock at Chaps. First time there for Spilly Nelson.
Nice. Good for them.
And there's the other Money Shot gig. That's Farmers Insurance Agent Michael Kreider.
Bum, 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 bum,
so he starts out in Wood River at 11, then he heads to the VFW in Carlisle for an 8 o'clock show.
He's a busy man.
Yeah, and then probably on Sunday,
and stopping and selling some insurance between, I think.
Probably. I mean, you know. Go.
And that was all off the top of his head.
That was pretty good. Yeah. One more. What do we got? What's the last one?
The last Saturday. The Soulard Island Dudes, which is actually the Soulard Blues Band, but they changed their name when they're at the Long Shot Tiki Bar in Portage de Sioux, 3 o'clock Saturday.
That's Saturday, and man, that's a decent little Saturday going on there in the River Bend area.
Whole page of Sunday, too.
A whole page of Sunday and some Mondays to go, but we got our guests here. Mm-hmm. We need to talk about Hopperfest.
Right.
Because Hopperfest is going to be celebrated by every musician under the age of at least 40.
It's the reason for the season.
It's the reason for the season. It's the reason I got my first guitar, for sure.
I think it's a pretty cool deal, man. I mean, we all love Jody so much, and we don't get to see her like we used to, because every time we needed a set of strings, we'd go see Jody and spend the day there, usually.
Yeah.
You didn't just go in for a few minutes unless you had a gig or something.
You did the lunch money plan, didn't you?
Oh, yeah, definitely. Yeah. Absolutely. $5 a week, man.
That's a popular plan.
The lunch money plan was the only plan a kid my age could get a guitar on.
I swear the cash register at Hopper's smelled like lawnmower.
Yeah, probably.
Because every kid brought every bit of grass cutting money in.
Right.
And it's like, you know, I swear it smelled like Briggs and Stratton.
Lawnmower and newspapers.
Yep.
Yep. Big well, Pen brought all the change he stole from ashtrays.
Hey.
Couch cushions.
Allegedly
stole from, and let's not forget the fountains at the mall.
We didn't have security cameras back then.
Yeah.
Maybe it was Mike Creedmoor that did so that.
What kid didn't like reach in the fountain at the mall and grab a few pennies every right. now and again? You know, you're like,
or in my case, didn't throw you in the fountain to go get me some money.
Right. Go on, tiny hands, go down and get right. some money.
No. I'm not going to fit in there, but you will.
No.
Yeah.
Hey, we got.
Ah, looks like we've surprise. Got a guest coming
royalty.
In.
Royalty.
It's royalty.
The saint
come
herself.
On in and sit down.
Yeah. Jody Hopper.
Speaking of Jody Hopper.
Dropping in on us.
Awesome.
Good.
We're just getting ready to talk about you.
Oh, I'm so glad I'm here. I knew it would be good. It's terrible when you have short legs.
We've been talking about her, but now we get to talk to her.
Hey, that's right.
You better calm down.
Yeah. All right, Jody Hopper in the house.
Oh, there's a couple missing. Don has to be at a... at like at work at like 3 o'clock in the morning or something
oh,
stupid,
wow. Yeah.
And then we're just giving Paul crap. So, yeah,
perfect.
He isn't. Well, that dirty rascal.
Yep.
Well, the most important ones are here.
The good look ones are here.
Yeah, that's right.
What do you remember about the undecided, Jody?
Oh Lord, you don't want to know. No.
Please be nice.
Pigpen's been talking. It can't be worse than what he said.
Oh, I remember they were actually the hottest thing around.
Yeah.
You know, you just mentioned there, oh yeah, that's that band they're on. I said, yeah, but you don't know the people.
So yeah, they owe me money.
A lot of
well,
money.
Well, I didn't yeah. say that.
I love that they play gigs.
Yeah. Oh, yeah. I try to help them get on. No.
Well, in fact, my first, the first time I met you was Paul called me one afternoon and said, hey, our bass player just moved. We're playing the expo this weekend. We need a bass player.
Oh, really?
And I'm like, well, my amp ain't going to cut it next to Scott because Scott hits
yeah,
like
loud.
A,
yeah, he's a little
beast.
Loud. Oh, come on,
and man. And so I walked into your place with my crappy old bunch of gear. I'm like, I got to keep up with Scotty. Oh, and you yeah. said, oh, well, here. And you said, just pay me when you can. And so I walked out of there with a rocking gear that I used probably most of the rest of my career that with the Undecided. Right. And I was going to quit after that show. I told Paul, I'm in it for one, and then you guys find another bass player. And about 4 years later, I got
gonna
around to quitting.
I was going to say that lasted about 4 or 5 years.
Yeah. Sometimes a little I procrastinate sometimes.
Right. Well,
so
we all do.
We do.
So, yeah.
We grew on you.
But yeah, so, you know,
look at this mole now.
Yeah.
Literally.
So, yeah, you hooked me up with my first real amp. And,
I'm glad to hear that. I've hooked a lot of people up
you have.
First.
Yeah.
And it makes me as happy as it does them.
A single musician who didn't come out of your house.
I know it, but don't go telling everybody. That's ain't my thing. No, I know a lot of musicians. I just call them my music family because they're all like family.
You always
yeah.
do.
I loved my...
I mean, some of your acts of kindness I can't even talk about on the air. They were... I mean, that's how generous and kind you were to
well,
everybody. It
yep.
didn't matter...
That's kind of what I went in business for. I mean, not I had a lot of money, but I felt sorry for some of the guys that really wanted to play, and nobody wanted to trust them.
Nobody,
well, shoot,
no.
I took their $2 allowance.
No, and they're probably right.
Yeah.
But you were probably the first creditor most of us kids had.
Yeah,
exactly.
Probably.
That actually, you know, would actually trust us.
Yeah.
You know, it's like, where are you going to find credit at 15 years old? You
yeah.
know?
At Hoppers.
That's right.
Yeah.
Maybe
and
a couple other local guys, but they had different products.
It's a different,
yeah.
different situation.
Yeah, it's totally different topic.
Yeah, but how much of a valuable lesson is that to a kid that age to understand, you know, if you earn and get out there, you
right.
can get things.
And
right.
that's what I tried to get across to him.
Mm-hmm.
She was like part gear salesperson, like part counselor. You know,
we
she'd like
on all things.
Yeah, she'd fix all your broken head stuff, you know, and get you the gear you needed, and you know, send you along with some little life advice. And all the important stuff.
Yeah, I'm glad you got the life advice, because when you said broken head, that was my first thought. It's like, yeah, my head's been broken. Right. I walked in there and got straightened out a few times.
Exactly.
Yeah, well.
Should be made a saint. You really should.
I kind of had a hard life. I grew up in the South, and we were just poor. We didn't have nothing.
I never would have guessed
and
that.
I started to work when I was 13 years old. And I learned very quick, you don't go and spend what you made this week. You put back some, you know. Right. And it worked for me. So a lot of the kids, they didn't have a pattern to follow. And we just sat down and talked about it. Most of them, I got to say, most of my kids turned out pretty good.
Agreed.
I'm not the old
except
woman that lived
except
in the...
Except Scrap, yeah.
Well,
yeah.
I don't claim
we're still working on him.
I'm not the old woman in the shoe. I'm the old woman in the music store.
It could have been a shoe.
I had so many kids, I didn't know what to do.
You did.
I did. I love the kids. That's what I went in business for.
Man, you got to be looking forward to seeing some of them coming
oh,
up here.
Oh, you don't know how anxious I am to do that.
We're not kids anymore, though.
No, but I still love you.
Speak for yourself.
Well, most of you. Yeah,
yeah, exactly.
Yeah, one hasn't grown
up. Do we still owe you money?
Who?
Do we still owe you money?
Yeah.
Are you going to be collecting the tabs?
That's what it is.
That's what the party's all about. Right? Collecting all vinyl debts. Oh, man.
No, but I do expect Donnie to come up to me and say, I know I still owe you on that Marshall head.
Imagine that.
Every time he sees me, he says that, but no money passes.
No.
Did you hear that, Don?
Yeah, did you hear that, Don? No, yeah, you're not here.
Did you hear that, Pigpen?
But he hasn't forgotten it, at least.
It could be repossessed that night if you don't play your cards right, dude.
That's been many years ago, and it's good. All water under the bridge. But he will mention that every time I see him. I said, yep, Donnie, we know that.
I wouldn't be surprised if somebody does show up with a payment. It's like, I haven't seen Jody in a while. I better take
There's
her.
There's so many. I think I owe you money.
Okay. Oh, shucks. That's been too many years ago. I have no idea. I'd probably be a millionaire.
With interest, you could probably buy your own island at this point.
That sounds good.
Yeah.
Have all my musicians out there to play.
Yeah, somebody walking along bringing you boat drinks and stuff.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. Little umbrellas.
That sounds really cool. Yeah. We'll leave Pigpen here.
Yeah. Somebody's got to work for a living.
Finally paid me, man. I can live like this. You know?
Well, we don't have an island, but we have a VFW. So we're going to try it out on... Yep.
It is the island of music.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. It is
the weekend of the 4th
place.
And 5th.
4th and 5th.
It's a wonderful place out there, too.
It's a great place for a festival.
Yeah.
You were just priceless growing up and after. You
know, I appreciate that so much.
There was nobody like you.
And I fulfilled my dream.
And your late husband, God rest him.
Yes. Yes. He was going to do it.
He was gifted at repairing everything.
And 6 months down the road, he said... I can't take this. They want an answer right now. And he never was quick to answer. And I said, well, you have to think and you have to tell them something. Mm-hmm. He said, no, I don't. I can close it. I said, no, we've got too much in it now. He said, there it is. I said, okay.
It's a good thing you became the face of it. I love Don. Don's known my family. They go way back.
I know what you're going
to
say.
But if he was the face of it, we would all have been too scared to go in there too often.
I knew not to cross that, man.
Be like, I really need to go get a guitar, but then I got to talk to Don. If he's in a good day, it's going to be fun. He's going to make me laugh, but he might holler at me like my dad.
You can get three Sean steps still has bad dreams of overalls.
Right. You'd walk out of there in amazement with equipment going, I owe that lady money, and that guy over in the corner was looking at me like, I better pay, too.
You know, he had that harsh look, and he had...
But
the way he'd say things, you know, it sounded like he was mad or something. But really, he had a big heart. He
We're all shaking our heads going,
I mean, it's obvious he wouldn't have let you do all that stuff.
Yeah, not at all.
You know, it's like, You let him take how much money out of here for $3?
And he gave away never
asked, never questioned once.
Never questioned me once.
So it's clear where his heart was, too.
Oh, yeah. And I'm making jokes about him grumbling. Oh, I know. But he was very jovial. He was a goofy guy that liked to play music and have a good time.
He did.
He could just come off as gruff to some of the kids. Yes, he was like, ooh, he's like my dad hollering at me.
Well, someone would even tell me. They'd say, if I come up there, I don't want to talk to the mayor. I want to talk to you.
Oh, now.
And I'm like, okay, come on, I'll talk to you.
I might have been a little afraid of him a few times, but I never.
Actually bought your first guitar beginning with him and ended up with me.
Yeah, he I saw him hammering the sign in the front yard. Yep. He's like, you sell guitars? He's like, I sure do. And there was no store. It was just the basement down there.
Oh, yeah.
About 12
he
guitars.
He wasn't supposed to have all that down there.
I got my first hardware at your shop. All of it.
Yeah.
My favorite Don story was I, you know, something like fell off my bass one time. I went in there. I'm like, I'm missing this thing. And he's like, hold on. And it goes into the basement, and I hear,
rattling in the.
And he comes out with this one little screw. I'm like, how did you find that? He's like, don't worry about it.
Yeah, he was.
And,
like
and it was exactly the right screw.
Yeah.
It's like, seriously.
Yeah.
And it's like he like just dipped his arm into a vat of stuff and pulled the one thing out. It's like here it is. Yeah.
He fumbled around until he found the one that felt right. He goes, oh, there it is.
That's
there
it. 1963 pick guard screw right here.
You know, he had that workshop down there that would look like just you'd get lost in the place, but he knew it.
Oh, he knew
where
everything was down there.
And he had some amazing stuff happening.
There were actually four drummers living on that workbench that he never knew about.
That's good stuff.
Well, he loved that part, doing the repair and all that. He just wasn't an upfront man, you know.
Turns out you were.
Everybody says I have a big mouth. I guess that's where it comes from.
No, I always felt like I could get three steps to the door from you, but like Don would catch me.
Yep.
And he's like, no. And he's like, no. You can't beat him. I think I can get her. She's got to come around the counter.
Right.
So we got the big family reunion coming up next weekend.
Oh, I hope everybody comes. I'd love to see all my people. I have a lineup.
So all you musicians out there, everyone who stepped foot in Hoppers.
Or even if you didn't,
but you just know of the legend or you're just now hearing of it, you should really come out next weekend because, man, 2 days of great bands and just it's going to be like a family reunion.
Yeah.
I'm hoping like you, I'm hoping I'm going to see a lot of people I haven't seen in
years. I think
years.
We will.
It's
going to
be a lot of fun.
If we have a nice weekend, I hope
something
we do.
Like Hoppers will never exist again.
No.
And, you know, I appreciate that so much.
It never will.
People always tell me that. There'll never be another store like yours.
It just never will
exist.
And
I'm like, well.
It was more than a store.
We just called it the old country music store. You know, like they used to gather in old country stores and sit and talk or play.
The fact that you sold gear was sort of secondary.
Yeah. It was more than a store.
Yeah.
It was come place to get your head checked.
It was like Floyd's Barbershop.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, that's kind of what I wanted it to be.
Yeah.
You know, because. Sometimes you need more than just an instrument. Sometimes you need to be told off about what you're doing.
Sometimes you need a foot in your butt. Yeah.
And that never failed to happen when it was needed out there.
That's right.
If you need to hear something.
Well, we have another one. Tom stepped in my shoes.
Yep.
He's over at Mojo's. You guys don't forget that because he's
well,
a
that's
wonderful
about the closest
guy
we're going to get.
I'm trying, yeah. That's one of those things where when we bought the store, I said to Jamie, I'm like, all right. Jody set the example. We got to get as close to that as we can, and
that's what you need to do.
Getting there is rough. It's tough to do these days.
But
we can get as close as we can. You know, we can try.
See, I started in '83, and we didn't have all this war with the
guitars and
internet.
Internet and all of that. Yeah. And I don't care how much you preach to them. I've had kids buy them off of the internet, then they bring them and want us to set them up.
Mm-hmm.
They could have bought them from us cheaper because the setup's $35 to $40.
Exactly,
we do that. And you can't.
And they're still doing the same thing.
Yeah,
it's like, you know, this would have been free if we would have done
it
for you, and you probably would have paid less for the guitar anyway from us.
Yep.
But you know what? Those big chains They're going down.
I hope so, because it, you know, it's hurting a lot of people.
Because they don't have the service or the
They don't have Jody.
Yeah.
Well, you know, I was in it for them because I would get calls sometimes at 11 o'clock at night. We just had a cord go out. Mm-hmm. Where are you playing? You know,
yeah.
And I'd drive it up to
There's a difference between a place owned by, you know, Bain Capital and a bunch of investors,
right,
or a place owned by somebody who cares about the people. Right.
Like,
right.
I'm it's sure like, you know some of your customers and you know what they need automatically
you do.
When they walk in. You know,
right.
That's a good store.
Yeah. You know, I'm going to tell you, the first time I went to the store after Tom was running it, he even announced, "We have a celebrity here." And I felt about this tall.
Hey, Tom, can I call you up at about 11 o'clock at night and I got a gig? You'll bring me
something. Oh, yeah, I don't go to bed till. Cool. I'm a musician, man. I don't go to bed till 3 or 4.
You know, Sandage went to bed already, so maybe.
Yeah. Yeah, he's probably in bed already.
I think he complains he's getting up at this time.
So, yeah,
well,
no, that's amazing.
Musicians are supposed to sleep in the day and play at night.
I drive down to the store and get stuff for people if they need it.
Yeah, nice. That's cool.
That's the way you got to do things.
Well, yeah, especially if they're in a gig and got to finish it up.
Treat people right, yep.
Yeah.
So you got the bands all in one place for you, so you just bring some extra gear to the VFW on June 4th and 5th. On the Friday, you got Jeff McGee, 5 o'clock, Agents of the Free at 6, J-Life at 7, Flatliner at 8, Power Trip at 9, Leadfoot at 10, all at the Cottage Hills and VFW on June 4th, and then the Undecided playing Saturday night, right?
That's right.
The 5th.
Okay.
Along with Borderline, 5 o'clock, Hive Mind, 6 o'clock, J.D. Dunham, 7 o'clock, Unknown and Sailing at 8, and what happened with the end of that? We figured that out. Yeah, is it Sandwich Band Undecided?
I got Sandwich Band Brothers, Sandwich Brothers Band at 9, Tripwire at 10, and then Undecided at 11. Okay. But I don't know. I got people shaking their heads, so I don't know if that's right.
Okay, something like that.
One or two of them might change. Yeah. We might have to.
We got time.
It's somewhere in there. But those are the bands that'll be playing, and that is next weekend out at the VFW in Cottage Hills, which is a really cool place if you haven't made it out there yet.
I'm not sure.
It's all undecided.
Whoa, good undecided, man. It's like you do radio or something.
That's why he's a professional. You know?
That man is a professional. Mm.
Most of our crowd is not awake at 11.
Octogenarian.
We're old now.
So, well, there you go. It's going to be either way. It's going to be a good time. And anybody who's listening, who's thinking, "Well, I want to hear more from Jody." Shut up, Pigpen. I want to hear more from Jody.
Yeah.
We're getting ready to talk to Jody some more. However, we're going to play that all back for you next week.
Right.
So you want to tune in next week, same bat time, same bat channel.
Yeah, because they'll be out there setting up and everything.
Just remember, Undecided brought to you by Depends and Geritol.
And AARP.
Right. Yes.
Hey, Tom, that reminds me. One of our sponsors teamed up with you, didn't they, up at Mojo's for $100 gift certificate?
Yeah, Mr. Kreider.
Yeah. That's a pretty cool thing.
So, yes, swing by, fill out a little form, and you can win a $100 gift card. I mean, come on.
Yeah. Courtesy of Michael Kreider.
Mike Kreider.
Farmers Insurance. Yeah. That's a cool deal.
Awesome dude.
Yep. He's playing on Sunday. We didn't get to Sunday, but you can go to the website and check it all out, right?
Yep, cottonmouth.org. You can hear all the gigs that were listed earlier that we talked about, and you can also check out the Sunday and Monday lineup that are all right on the front page there.
Money Shot's going to be at the Gold Bar at Rustic Retreats on Sunday. Sponsor us, we'll get theirs.
Yeah. See, right. And if you wish you were getting mentioned, Mr. Jeremiah Johnson, you could sponsor us now.
Right.
I don't know. I'm sorry.
That is cool.
Poor Jeremiah.
That is cool. He's playing Sunday, though.
Yeah. At Chubby's, it's a good name for a place.
Definitely.
I'm Chubby. Just thinking about it.
Hey.
I'm getting chubby thinking about it.
I think we should. This is a family radio show.
I know.
This is a family.
I know.
We need to get them to sponsor so you can say you're chubby every week.
You know,
so Kevin,
he probably would.
Kevin, there if you're go. Listening, get a hold of young Sean here or Dennis and throw money at him.
Oh yeah, I'll start dancing if you do. Wait a minute, that's probably not what you want me to do. I'm sorry.
That is not
that.
There goes the money. They're taking Never the money
mind.
Back already.
You promised there would be no dancing.
I'd rather be poor.
That's the only reason I showed up.
Right?
You said no dancing. I said, all right, I'm there, but otherwise.
Well, all right, I'll stop dancing.
Okay.
Hey, well, big thanks to our.
John Cougar's a real good dancer.
Where did John Cougar Mellencamp?
Well, probably in Indiana somewhere.
There you go. So big thanks to our guests. We got Scott Robertson, who tried to hide the whole time. Mike Lombardi, who's still looking just as dapper as he did all those years ago.
One dapper feller.
Tom Pullen. Everybody get up to Mojo Music. Fill out the gift, the card. Maybe win $100 off Mike Kreider. All right. I don't know. Definitely buy a guitar while you're there. Why not? Yeah. You got nothing else doing going on. And our
I'd like
special,
to say it increases your chances of winning, but I can't say that, on the air.
But I'll send you a message in a bottle to say
right.
that.
Exactly.
So, and then our guest of honor, thank you so much for all the music gear and all the love you've shown us all for so many years.
I wouldn't have had it any other way. I loved it.
You're the reason we came back out of hibernation.
I know. I feel
36
real
years later. It's like,
I feel really honored.
Hey, you guys look familiar.
Also, big thanks to our sponsors.
Oh, yeah, Halpin Music Company and Mr. Matt Van Voorhis of Macias Insurance.
And of Stubblefield, so,
Of Stubblefield, yes. Yes,
yeah,
yes.
Matt Van Voorhis was another one of my regulars, too.
Yeah.
There you go. And he
go ahead, talk
right
about
now.
Him. We
he
love to talk about him.
He's a great guy.
We talk a lot of trash on him.
Well, I might not be able to talk about it. I don't really know much trash.
I know. He's a super nice guy. That's why we had to make all the trash. Right, we make all the trash up we talk on him.
I was going to say, I can make up some trash on Matt right now. I saw him trolling the streets last
night. Here's the beauty, though.
Let me tell you about his golf game.
When talking to Sean here, it's like mutually assured destruction. It's like if he starts bringing up dirt, it's like, okay, here we go. Yeah. September 4th. When you were climbing that light pole in Hardin.
Jerseyville High School.
Yeah.
Oh, man.
In Jerseyville High School.
Across the stage.
Then there was this one night when we were coming home from Bunnell.
Yeah.
Yeah. I didn't mention any of those things.
Look, here's the thing.
And I would never mention those things to try to embarrass young Sean here.
We would need a whole
show. It would be tough to embarrass me, I'm going to say.
Definitely.
He's been really forgiving.
He's been really good. I'm surprised.
Yeah.
It really unlike you, Sean.
He'll get you later.
Oh, he will. It was very unlike you.
I have lots of stories, very few of them arable.
Right.
Very few of them I can put into words. That I mean, you know, but they're
three letters about this story, FCC.
Those are the three. Okay, so I can't tell that story or that story.
So there was this one time. Whoops, nope, can't tell that one.
I spent a lot of time in stinky hotel rooms and U-Hauls with these guys and playing some great gigs. And
maybe you were the reason they stunk, though.
I think Paul Steinberg's shoes. Paul Steinberg's shoes. You want one reason why those hotel rooms stunk? I'm going to tell you.
The wrestling shoes.
The whole wrestling shoes. He only took. It'd unwrap after every gig, and you'd be like, whoo,
Paul.
Got ripe in here.
just for the record, Paul, you don't show up. You're going under the bus.
Exactly.
poor yep. Paul. He's like, my feet don't stink. He's on right now smelling his own feet. Well, my feet don't stink.
Honey, do my feet stink?
all right. Well, hey, can't wait to see you guys jam next weekend. Gonna be.
I can't wait to see it either. That's gonna be.
I can't wait either.
It's gonna be good memories.
There's gonna be at least four people there to see you.
I think at least four, and that's without double vision.
Right? So with double vision, that's eight. This is gonna be great.
And I think we're gonna start rehearsing this week. So.
Oh.
Yeah, time.
Yeah.
Lots of time.
Oh, you guys don't.
Time's on your side. Well, is that it? Are we done here?
I don't know.
I don't know if we are. We're only 5 minutes past our time, so
that's
we're not
normal.
That bad.
Yeah, right? We're doing good.
That's normal.
Yeah.
Thanks so much.
Thank you.
And look how much Scott talked.
That's the most words we've heard out of Scott in the 4 years we've been on this stage.
The moment Jody walked in,
he lit up
and
Scott wouldn't
talking.
Shut up.
He's my man.
Scott
go way back. Yeah. Dude.
Like car seats.
Yeah. He noticed he could hear that when I said it.
Yeah. Suddenly he could hear everything too, right?
Yep.
All right. Well, hey, thanks to everybody out there. Thanks to our sponsors. Thanks to our guests. Everybody, do your homework between now and next week. Get out and support local music and art.
You got two Saturdays this weekend. A Saturday and a Sunday that's like a Saturday and a Monday.
So no excuse.
Plenty of time to get out and support local music and art this weekend. And you can find all the gigs at cottonmouth.org. Thanks again to our sponsors, Halpin Music Company and Mr. Matt Van Voorhis of Macias.
Matt Van V.